That cute video that you saw from some of our children here at Meadowbrook was produced by Peyton Goad, and we're thankful for that. And next service, we have three young ones that will be dedicated to the Lord in a special child dedication service. But I have a special gift that I'd like to share with all of our mothers of young children here today. And that gift is that we have a new children's pastor that we are excited about, and he is going to be leading our children. I'm speaking of John Hales. John is one distinguishing characteristic of John is that he's English from Britain. He speaks differently than we do. And he loves kids, has experience working with children. He's engaged to be married, and next Sunday we will introduce John to you. But wanted to just let you know we're excited about John Hales coming to be our new children's pastor. This morning I'd like to share with you a passage of Scripture that's kind of a springboard for our thoughts this morning on influential mothers. This is the first of a six-part series entitled Family Matters. We're going to be looking at matters related to the family from Mother's Day through Father's Day, and I trust that it will be a meaningful series to us. But 2 Timothy 1:5, it says, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. These are Paul's words to Timothy. I love the thought that is in this passage of Scripture that has to do with generational transfer. Generational transfer of knowledge that can come from a mother. Generational transfer of values that can come through a mother. The generational transfer of traditions which can come through the influence of a mother. Of mannerisms. Generational transfer of language. Of thoughts, and of course, here as we look today, the generational transfer of faith. I would propose to you that many a Christian mother has been used by the Lord to plant spiritual seeds from God's Word by the Holy Spirit, and has been used to transfer faith to their children. Seeds of faith in Jesus Christ that have been transferred from one generation to another. We're going to briefly look at that theme this morning, biblical principles that can be lived out to capture the spiritual hearts of children. Now, just what are some of those biblical principles that can be lived out, which can capture the spiritual hearts of our kids? God's Word is full of instructions of how to live in such a way that could enable your children to enjoy the abundant life promised in Christ. But ladies, I know you certainly have that desire to be a wonderful example, a tremendous model for your children. And you have the desire to influence your kids toward Christ. But you know all too well of your struggles. You know all too well of your shortcomings and failures. And in her sermon, The Jekyll and Hyde of Motherhood, by Nancy Ortberg, she talks about motherhood and brings out about how motherhood brings out the best. That is the Dr. Jekyll character in the famous book, brings out the best in her, motherhood does, but also brings out the worst, the Hyde character in most women. Nancy Ortberg says this, when I became a mother, I found a Jekyll inside of me. For the first time, there was a person in my life whom I loved more than I loved myself. I was doing unselfish things because I wanted to. I was becoming a patient and kind, calm, reasonable, generous, thoughtful, loving person. I thought, this is a good thing. This person who is emerging, I love being a mom. But then there is another person who comes out sometimes when I am a mom, a person I don't know, and I want to say, who is she? How can I make her go away? One time I had a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and an infant. I awoke to the fussy baby. He clung to me like a baby monkey hangs onto its mother and would not let me put him down. And while Johnny was clinging to me, my toddler was unwinding the toilet paper and making designs in every room of the house. She also took all of the books off the shelves and started tearing pages out of them. While this was going on, my 3-year-old was begging me to play Candyland. I hate Candyland. There was a mound of dirty laundry threatening to suffocate me. There was no food in the house, and I had to go to the grocery store. At the grocery store, I had a baby clinging to me, a toddler in the grocery cart, my other one running up and down the aisles, and the grocery cart was so full I had to kick the pad of diapers down the aisle. In the toilet paper section, I fought to hold back the tears as I thought, what am I doing with my life? Look at me. Back at home, I unloaded the groceries, fixing lunch while the ice cream melted. Then I took the kids to the park before rest time. A park with 3 children is not fun. I kept counting. 1, 2, 3. I came with 3. I've got to leave with 3. By the time I got home, I hated myself. I hated my children. I put them in their rooms and shut the doors. Of course, none of them slept, and I went into the garage and I cried. I just thought I was going to lose my mind. I felt like I was becoming an impatient, frazzled, rude, angry, frustrated mom, and I was splitting into 2 people. Not all moms are like that. I know moms who are patient and kind toward their children almost all the time. I admire them. I don't like them, but I admire them. That's not me. But just when you think you've got God figured out, He goes outside the lines. He meets you in 100 different ways. And He does something amazing by telling you that He loves you, even with that hide creature living inside of you. God is interested in redeeming that creature and changing it. If you're honest, you can say that Hyde lives in you. I know Hyde lives in me, but the good news is that Jekyll lives there too, and I celebrate that person who is like God. Truly, the Lord indwells by His Spirit those who belong to Him. He affirms you this day. And He understands your humanity. He understands the sin nature that dwells within each and every one of us. And His redeeming love that's there making you more like Jesus. Even in our weaknesses and struggles, the Lord is able to use you to influence your children toward Him. What are some ways Christian moms influence their child toward the heart of God? Well, here's a few principles, certainly not an exhaustive list, but just a few thoughts. Christian mothers are a positive influence through being supportive and sympathetic. I think of Romans, where Paul writes in Romans 12, verse 15, and says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep or mourn with those who mourn." Mothers share in the rejoicing and the mourning in their children. I know it was true of our children, and we certainly see it in our 5 grandchildren, that when they get hurt, when they fall and they scrape a knee, or someone hurts their feelings, they don't usually come running to dad. They come running to mom. Mom will support and sympathize with them. Moms have a way of bringing comfort. The most influential mothers are those who grieve when their children grieve and rejoice when their children rejoice. Don McMinn, who is a worship director at a strong church in Frisco, Texas, as well as an author of some leadership material. He wrote a Bible study titled The 11th Commandment. And while teaching a series of on the one another's in Scripture, comfort one another, pray for one another, love one another, serve one another, forgive one another, encourage one another, he shared the testimony of a time when his mother's tears really comforted him. Several weeks before he started first grade, Don broke his ankle. His dad rescued him and took him home. His dad figured that it was a badly sprained ankle, and so he did not take Don to the doctor, to the hospital, until the next day. Don's mom was working late at the grocery store, and it was somewhat late into the night before he saw his mother. And when she walked into his bedroom, Don was crying. And the first words out of his mother's mouth were not, "How did this happen?" or "Dad, why didn't you take Don to the hospital?" Rather, her first words came with tears. "Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry." Her words, he said, so comforted him. And through the study, he reflected on the powerful effect that his Christian mother had on him as he was growing up. A Christian mother's love has a powerful effect on her children as she communicates sympathy and support. Secondly, influential mothers are sympathetic, yet there are also times that a Christian mother must be straightforward in her words. Proverbs 27:6 gives us this principle: wounds from a friend can be trusted. Now, sometimes mothers need to be candid, and they need to be quite frank, leveling with their children, telling them what they're telling them when they're going down the wrong path, telling them when they have a bad attitude, and letting them know when they're blowing it, when they're letting the lures of the world and the lies of Satan overcome them. Christian mothers call sin, sin. Many of you have seen the bumper sticker that says, "Real friends don't let friends drive drunk." Well, a friend will step in front of a intoxicated driver and say, "You're about to make a big mistake and you're endangering not only yourself but those around you as well." Well, an influential mom will warn their child, and they do all they can to stop their children from driving through life under the influence of the flesh, the world, and the devil. And they can still be that person even after they have left home. Denzel Washington, who is an actor that many of us are familiar with, prolific, famous actor, told this about his mother. He said, "When I was young and started really making it as an actor, I came and talked to my mother and said, 'Mom, did you think that this was going to happen? I'd be so big, I'll be able to take care of everybody, and I can do this and I can do that.' And Mama Washington reprimanded her son, 'Oh, you did it all by yourself? I'll tell you what you can do by yourself. Go outside and get a mop and bucket and clean these windows. You can do that by yourself, superstar.'" She said, "Boy, stop it right there. Stop it right there. Stop it right there," she said. "If you only knew how many people been praying for you, how many prayer groups she put together, how many prayer talks she gave, how many times she splashed me with holy water to save my sorry behind." Denzel Washington's mom was straightforward with him when he was headed off course. She spoke words of correction. She spoke words of truth into his life. No one wants a physician who will sugarcoat the problem when you go to him. with a heart problem. No, you want him to spell it out like it is. You want him to tell you, you need heart surgery, or even you don't have long to live. You want him to speak truth. Influential moms will spell out the spiritual heart disease. Surrender their children over to the great physician and ask him to do whatever it takes to cleanse their child's heart of those blockages that are keeping him or draining the spiritual life out of her children. Another biblical principle to capture the heart of your children is that of spontaneity. Influential mothers are not simply sympathetic, and they're not only straightforward, but they're spontaneous. Galatians 6:10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers." This passage of Scripture has a phrase that must be noted: as we have opportunity. All mothers are very much aware of the teachable moments in life. Influential mothers prayerfully look for opportunities to do good, and to especially cause their children to think about life and think about it in a biblical way, instead of being influenced just by their peers. Christian mothers help their children compare what their friends want them to do with what the Bible has to say about activity and life and behavior. And in a culture that is multimedia driven, we soon discover not all movies, not all videos, not all books or music and internet sites are good for your children. And they need moms and dads not only to protect them from some of those strong evil influences, but to help them discern and navigate and compare what is there to what God says is truth. Keep their children from being polluted by the world through movies and books and video games, music and friends. Influential moms will stir the hearts of their children and the minds of their children to what God says. And through the Holy Spirit's inspired word, you want them to come to that place of Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Influential mothers seize the moments to get their children to ask good questions. Is what I'm about to do acceptable and pleasing to the Lord? Is that which I'm watching and reading and doing grieving the Holy Spirit, or is it acceptable to God? Influential mothers seize the opportunity to stir their children to God's word, and in selecting the friends, giving warning as to what the Bible says about friendship, where we read in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." Influential moms try to direct their children to biblical truth. I don't know why, but one moment particularly stood out to me as I think of my wife and her influence on our three children. I can just remember several years ago, Matthew was relatively young, possibly going into junior high or around those junior high years. And on our way back from seeing Stephen and Annalee in outside of Lexington, we were driving through Louisville. And we were just having a conversation about money. I don't know what really brought that all to be, but we were talking about managing money, and we're talking about budgeting properly, and I can remember Sandy just going into a teachable moment about tithing and giving to the Lord, and how her dad taught her to do that, and how God has been faithful over the years as she's given the first fruits of that which belong to him. And then she encouraging Matthew to be a tither. Teachable moments, not just those moments where you sit down and say, now I want to teach you, but taking advantage of the opportunities that come your way, that come through life. Influential mothers take every opportunity possible to implant in the minds and hearts of their children that they are to be spirit-filled, word-minded Christians. And as they grow older, their hearts will be changed and influenced by the desire to find God's good, perfect will for them. And then lastly, the last thought I have for you this morning is that influential mothers pray for their kids. I think of Matthew 20:20, where it says, "Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down, asked a favor of him. What is it you want?" he asked. And so the mother of James and John came to the Lord, praying that her sons might be part of the kingdom of God, part of his kingdom. Now, there might have been a little selfish ambition there mixed in with her prayers, but make no mistake about it. She wanted her sons to be part of the kingdom of God. I can think of no more important task for a mother than that, to seek to ensure that your children are part of the kingdom of God. I know many mothers pray. Sometimes they pray out of necessity. Sometimes they pray out of just the easiness of how good things are going and how good God has been. Sometimes mothers pray just out of the frustration of it all. And sometimes in the frustration of trying to teach our children, we realize the difficulties of communication. Being a parent, being a mother, is not easy. Sometimes it's filled with joy and sometimes with sadness. Sometimes your children make you so proud that you want to pop your buttons. At other times, you can't find enough handkerchiefs to dry your tears. Don't give up praying for your kids, moms and dads. Don't forget. Picture an old woman with a halo of silver hair, warm tears flowing down her cheeks, her worn hands busy over a washboard in a room of poverty, praying for her son named John. John ran away from home in his teenage years to become a sailor. It was reported to his mother that he had become a very cruel and wicked man. But John's mother was a woman of prayer, and she prayed nearly incessantly for her son and to find the Lord to be of service to God. This mother believed in two things: believed in the power of prayer and the hope of a son being changed by the power of God. God answered her prayer by working a miracle in the heart of John Newton. He was changed, and the church throughout the centuries has sung the great hymn penned by John Newton more than any other song, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." John Newton, the sailor, then the preacher and the hymn writer. Among the thousands of men and women he brought to Christ was Thomas Scott. Thomas Scott, cultured, selfish, and self-satisfied. But God got a hold of Thomas Scott through the ministry of John Newton. And Scott used both his pen and his voice to lead thousands of unbelieving people to Christ. And one of those was the name William Cowper. He too, in a moment of inspiration, wrote a great hymn. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And these songs have become brought countless thousands to the man who died on Calvary. All this resulted because a mother took God at his word and prayed that his son's heart might be touched and be of service to God. Be assured, moms, there's nothing more hidden that becomes so influential and so influentially visible as your faithful prayers for your kids. There's nothing more important than your son or your daughter's relationship with God. Nothing. The Christian Herald, a non-denominational organization, ran the story of a Confederate chaplain who was visiting with a wounded Confederate soldier. And when it came time to pray, the chaplain was surprised that the wounded soldier did not make the usual request, which was the petition to God to help him recover from his injuries, to help him recover from his wounds. But rather, this soldier, his prayer request was a request of gratitude and thanksgiving to his mother. The soldier wanted prayer of only praise and gratitude to God for giving him a Christian mother who had so much influence in his life that caused him to consider Christ. Praise to the Lord that God enabled him to appreciate the sacrifice his mother made for him in prayer, making sure that he had the teaching of God's word and especially living a God-fearing life before him. And not long after the prayer of praise, the soldier died. However, before the soldier died, he asked the chaplain to contact his mother and be sure to let her know he died a Christian. Our children will face many battles that threaten their eternal souls. Therefore, they need their mothers. They need their mothers to influence their children in the way of the Lord, to be there as that continual influence toward Christ. Mothers, God's word holds a promise for all who will, through faith in Christ, strive to obey the teaching of Jesus. God says, Exodus 20, verse 6, God says he will show his love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. May the Holy Spirit help you as a mother. May the Holy Spirit help you as a father. May the Holy Spirit help you as a son or as a daughter to strive to grasp the spiritual heart of God and to be an influence to those of the next generation. Would you stand with me, please?